Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Use Your Brain to Change Your Age by Daniel G. Amen, MD, presents a brain-first approach to longevity, arguing that many signs of aging are not merely inevitable, but strongly influenced by daily choices that affect brain health. Drawing on Amen's clinical background in psychiatry and his long-running focus on brain imaging-based practice, the book connects mood, memory, sleep, hormones, weight, and energy to the condition of the brain. Rather than offering a single miracle solution, it frames youthfulness as the cumulative result of habits that reduce inflammation, stabilize blood sugar, improve circulation, and protect neurons from chronic stress. Readers are guided to notice how thoughts and behaviors can either accelerate decline or support resilience, including practical routines for nutrition, movement, mental training, and medical self-advocacy. The tone is motivational and actionable, aiming to help readers look, feel, and think younger by treating brain care as the foundation of whole body health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the brain as the control center of aging. A core message is that the brain influences nearly every visible and felt aspect of aging, from skin and posture to motivation, judgment, and emotional stability. The book frames aging as a process shaped by brain metabolism, blood flow, inflammation, and the cumulative impact of stress hormones. When the brain is supported, people often experience clearer thinking, steadier mood, better impulse control, and more consistent follow-through on health habits, which then compounds into broader longevity benefits. Conversely, chronic anxiety, depression, sleep deprivation, substance use, and unmanaged medical risks can create a feedback loop that makes the body behave older than its chronological age. The author emphasizes the practical value of shifting from a symptom-chasing mindset to a systems view that asks what is happening in the brain that may be driving fatigue, cravings, irritability, or brain fog. This topic also highlights the importance of personal responsibility without blaming the reader, encouraging small, repeatable choices that protect cognitive reserve over decades. The result is a longevity framework where youthful function is tied to brain stewardship rather than genetics alone. Secondly, mastering thoughts, stress, and emotional patterns. The book treats mental habits as biological events. Persistent negative thinking, rumination, and chronic worry are presented not only as psychological burdens, but as patterns that can affect sleep quality, immune function, appetite regulation, and inflammation. By learning to interrupt unhelpful thought loops and replace them with more constructive interpretations, readers can reduce stress reactivity and protect long-term brain health. The author encourages techniques that build emotional regulation, such as reframing, gratitude practices, purposeful goal setting, and limiting exposure to constant negativity in media and relationships. The message is not that optimism fixes everything, but that disciplined thinking can lower the wear and tear of stress on the body and improve day-to-day decision-making. This topic also connects mood to longevity by explaining how untreated anxiety or depression may lead to poorer self-care and higher-risk behaviors, which accelerate aging. By prioritizing mental fitness alongside physical fitness, the book positions emotional balance as a daily anti-aging practice with benefits for relationships, productivity, and health consistency. Thirdly, eating and supplementation for brain-based longevity, nutrition is presented as a direct input into brain performance and aging speed. The book advocates a diet strategy that supports stable energy, reduces inflammatory load, and protects the brain from oxidative stress. Rather than focusing only on calories, the emphasis is on food quality, protein adequacy, smart fats, and low glycemic choices that help control blood sugar swings linked to irritability, cravings, and cognitive fog. Readers are encouraged to see the connection between what they eat and how they think and feel within hours, then use that feedback to build sustainable habits. The author also discusses supplementation in a practical, consumer-oriented way, generally positioning supplements as targeted supports that can fill gaps, not substitutes for a solid diet and lifestyle. This topic stresses personalization, including attention to sensitivities, portion control, and the role of hydration. Overall, the book promotes an eating pattern designed to make the brain more resilient, which can translate into better mood stability, healthier weight management, improved sleep, and a more youthful sense of vitality over time. Fourthly, exercise, sleep, and daily routines that protect cognition. The book emphasizes that brain youthfulness depends on consistent lifestyle structure, especially movement and sleep. Physical activity is framed as a brain enhancer that supports circulation, growth factors linked to learning, and mood regulation, growth factors linked to learning and mood regulation. The approach is practical, encouraging readers to choose activities they can repeat, combine aerobic and strength elements, and treat exercise as medicine for attention, anxiety, and energy. Sleep is described as a foundational repair process that influences appetite hormones, immune balance, and memory consolidation, making it a key lever for slowing age-related decline. Readers are urged to create routines that improve sleep quality, such as consistent schedules, reducing stimulant use, and setting boundaries around late-night screens and stress. The topic also highlights how small daily habits compound, including morning light exposure, planned breaks, and calming evening rituals. By tying routines to brain outcomes, the book offers motivation beyond appearance goals, encouraging readers to build a lifestyle that supports long-term independence, sharper thinking, and steadier emotional resilience as they age. Lastly, medical self-advocacy and reducing hidden brain threats. A distinctive angle is the encouragement to become an active participant in personal healthcare, especially around risks that silently damage the brain. The book points readers toward evaluating and addressing factors such as high blood pressure, blood sugar problems, head injuries, substance use, and chronic inflammation. It also underscores the importance of recognizing when symptoms like persistent fatigue, low motivation, memory lapses, or mood changes may signal treatable issues rather than normal aging. The author promotes informed conversations with clinicians and a willingness to seek thorough evaluation when needed. This topic includes the idea that prevention is more effective than repair, so identifying risks early can preserve cognitive function and quality of life. The emphasis is on integrating medical care with lifestyle changes, not choosing one over the other. By spotlighting hidden threats and encouraging proactive monitoring, the book aims to help readers reduce avoidable decline, maintain mental sharpness, and extend years of healthy functioning, which many people value more than simply adding years to life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, motivating framework for healthy aging and who are open to the idea that brain care should guide decisions about food, sleep, exercise, stress management, and medical follow-up. It can benefit daily life by helping readers connect common struggles like low energy, irritability, cravings, and forgetfulness to modifiable habits, then build routines that support clearer thinking and steadier mood. The brain-first lens can also make longevity feel more immediate, because improvements often show up as better focus, better sleep, and more consistent self-control rather than distant future promises. Compared with similar longevity books that focus mainly on diet trends or workout plans, this one differentiates itself by tying many recommendations back to cognitive and emotional functioning, which is often what people notice first when they feel older than they want to. It also encourages personal responsibility paired with medical awareness, pushing readers to reduce silent risks that can undermine long-term health. For anyone seeking a comprehensive, action-oriented guide to feeling younger from the inside out, it offers a coherent way to organize priorities and stay consistent. If you would like to support Daniel G. Amen, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.